You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Big shout out to our esteemed brother, the Lion of MGTOW, and his recent video, Era of Consequences. Now, brother, I went to your community tab, and I saw that video on Japan. And the first thing I did, boy, I could not help but to fall out of my chair in laughter, because the problem was so just egregious. However, the strategy was so simple. Yeah, gentlemen, this is another installment of Modern Problems Require Modern Solutions. And yes, you are 1,000% correct. That is an era of consequences for Japanese women. Now, I looked into it, and yeah, and of course, my time over in Japan, feminism was a little bit bad, but not as bad as it is nowadays. Oh, no. Now, the Japanese men are smart in their solution. So, I've always said this. Eventually, there was going to come a point in which the gender war was going to go hot. It was going to get physical. Now, of course, we can refer to Afghanistan and how they utterly wiped feminism out of that country. However, I would have never suspected to go hot in Japan. But this goes back to the three things that every man should fear. A storm at the sea, a moonless night, and the anger of a gentleman. We're in scenario three. Japanese men have been broken down, have been made passive, have been made patient. However, now they are unleashing on Japanese women. So, what brought about this just outright barbaric nature of Japanese men? Well, it's simple. The false allegation. Oh, yeah. Radical feminists in Japan have so thoroughly weaponized the false allegation to now Japanese men are faced with a choice. Be labeled a harasser or be labeled a fighter. Now, when it comes to being labeled a harasser in Japan, that is a social death sentence. That man becomes a pariah, and he will lose everything. Ironically, just like over here. Yeah, the woman is automatically believed. The man has no recourse. And guess what? He loses everything, and she just walks off into the sunset like nothing ever happened, like she did no wrong. And yet, there are absolutely zero punishments for false allegations. Now, there have been a few sprinkled out over the years, but not nearly enough to make women say, oh, I should not go this route. If I'm going to go this route, I better make sure I got all my ducks in a row or something can happen to me. No. Never. However, me personally, I've always said to every woman that I've come in contact with, if ever I was falsely accused of a, you know, of sexual harassment, they're going to get me for murder one. Period. Point blank. I'd rather go to jail for something I did do than for something that I know I didn't do. And that right there has always been a great deterrent for a lot of women. Let them know, hey, you falsely accuse me, your days will be numbered. You're going to spend the rest of your days looking over your shoulder because I will come for you. Now, these men in Japan, they figured out the strategy. And of course, the video I'm going to link in the description box is called the quote unquote Samurai Strategy of Japanese Men Against Feminism is absurdly bizarre. And it's working. Yeah. So basically, what's happening in Japan is now Japanese men are literally putting boots to asses. They are not playing around anymore. Yeah. If a woman gets too close, they're going on the attack. They are literally putting hands on those women over there. So basically, Japan has now officially become the smack-a-hole nation. Oh, yeah. Yeah. These Japanese men have went back to their samurai roots and said, you know what? You're not going to dishonor me. I got something to say about it. Now, of course, some people might come across this video and say, oh my God, you're laughing at women getting beat down in the street. Well, women have no problems laughing at men who get thrown in jail for false allegations. So yeah, I am not gonna sit here and take the moral high ground anymore. Hell no. Nope. So I say good on these men, because in Japan, once you're labeled as a harasser, you could go to jail for up to 3 years. 3 years in prison or a less sentence if it's a just straight up fight. So what's happening? Japanese men are figuring, you know what? We got cameras all around. Guess what? They're going to show that these women are approaching us. So what are we doing? We're whooping ass and taking names. Hey, it's very effective. And of course, why is it so effective in Japan? Well, we know Japan is a homogenous nation. So yeah, the idea of a non-Japanese white knight coming up, yeah, you're not going to have that. You're not going to have that. If anything, if a non-Japanese white knight rolls up to the scene, more than likely, he's going to get his ass stomped out by the other Japanese men around him. Yeah. Unlike over here in America, where women know that they can depend on white knights, even though the number is declining, there's still the off chance of some random white knight saying, hey, you should put hands on that woman. And next thing you know, the white knight gets dealt with. And hey, you know what? I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I can't stand white knights. You never know what's going on to cause the situation for them to be in a physical fight, but yet you feel it's your quote unquote nature to intervene. No, no, no. But yeah, men in Japan are fighting back literally. And of course, there was a video of a young woman who fell asleep. Now, of course, sleeping on trains in Japan is normal. Bumping people is normal. But she leaned over and fell and hit an old man. And what did he do? He pulled out his phone and whacked her upside the head. And of course, people online were like, oh my God, he is such a brute. No, no. He made a split second decision. If this woman decides, oh, you're a harasser, that man knew his life was over. So he said, you know what? It's now officially the lesser of two charges, the lesser of two evils, if you will. And guess what? These men have said, you know what? Yeah. Get too close to me as a woman, there's a 50-50% chance things are going to get physical. And hey, you know, the judges are like, yeah, you know, a fight versus harassment, you know, I can see where this is going. And yeah, there have been men who have said, you know what, this strategy now works. So yeah, ladies of Japan, y'all about to get y'all asses whooped. Well, I rambled on long enough. Watch the video. Let me know what you guys think. Do you think this is an effective strategy? Personally, I do. When I look at what's truly at stake, up to 3 years in prison versus maybe a smaller sentence for a just random fight, the Japanese men are smart. So yeah, ultimately, like I said, eventually the gender war was going to go hot and it was going to go physical. But once again, I never expected it in Japan. But hey, what more needs to be said, gentlemen? Desperate times call for desperate measures. And the Japanese men have been pushed to a point that they're just saying, you know what? Fuck it. It is what it is. So you Japanese women, you better understand this. And you better get this through your thick damn skulls. The power you thought you had from the Japanese government is now going out. Feminism and the idea that Japanese men were going to fall in line like American men, nah. That process is going out right along with it. Because ladies, you do realize that men are only going to take so much of this. And as TFM have always said in the past, feminism ends when men decide to end it. And yeah, for a lot of you feminists out here, that's going to be a lot of pain that's going to be involved. So now Japan has shown that they're at the point of they're ready to shed blood now. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.